Well, hello everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm ML on Audioboo. I'm going to try and do an Audioboo of sorts from my phone. Not sure if it's going to work. Can't even speak. I'm not sure if it's going to work because I uninstalled the Audioboo app because it is utter crap, basically. And I'm trying to do it from my phone, and the only seemingly way you can do it is record on your phone and try and upload it separately. So I don't know if it's going to work. This may even not make the light of day, but you know what, we're going to try. And there's a truck going past me, and if you can't hear that, you're no doubt deaf. It was a Green Star purple recycling truck, and I've been for lunch in the Beacon South Quarter shopping complex, which is about, give or take, 10, 15 minutes the max probably. And it was okay, to be honest. It was all a bit plush and a bit expensive, so I won't be doing that very often. But you could go and get a cheaper option, which I might do next time. But like, I went into one place first, and they had like, I hate restaurants, cafes, that do this. They have an obsession about cheese, and I cut cheese out of my menu, so every single sandwich they had contained cheese. So a little bit annoying, but there you go. And here we are. The car whizzes past me, and it's a Tuesday, and I'm a bit. God, what is wrong with me? I can't even get the words out. I didn't even think I'd be drinking. And I don't really drink alcohol. So, and obviously I haven't been drinking, but I can't seem to get the words out. I don't know why. Your guess is as good as mine. It's actually a glorious sunny day. A bit of cloud around. Smatterings, flashes of blue sky, and it's a bit breezy, but yeah, I take that. That's a good day here in Ireland. That's a good day in Dublin, and I could sing in Dublin's fair city, but I'll spare you. And I'm a real dub at heart. I'm a real Dubliner, a real Dublin girl. I love it. Love city life and all that brings. I just couldn't ever see myself living a very rural life. I just can't see it. I think it's because I've never lived rurally. I love city urban life. Lots to do, lots to keep you amused and easily available to get around. As I don't drive. I've never learned to drive. I think I'm just too scared. I'm sure it's something to be scared of. But I am. I'm not great with directions either. And I'm sure I could learn to be good at directions, but I'm not. And I think I'm just scared of getting in a crash. Crash, bang, wallop, boom. I remember my friend, best friend in school, when you were 17 you could learn to drive, and I think on her 17th birthday basically she was already all set to drive, and I admire that. But I don't know what it is. I think the longer you don't do something, the more apprehensive you get about doing it. I think that's what it is for me. You know, maybe if I'd have learned young, and then I think, is it too late? Like about going to university, as my grades weren't great and I wasn't able to get in, which I knew I wouldn't, because I'm not very intelligent or academic. I suppose I'm intelligent, but not maybe in the academic sense. And that's a regret that I didn't go. Now it's too late. You know, it's just too late. because you can't afford to go.
Yeah, it
one, I can't afford to go, and two, you know, going at night time, I tried that. And it didn't exactly work. I was doing okay, but I was interested. I was doing a marketing course. And I liked all things marketing. Personally, I'd like to go into that field. But part of the course was statistics and accountancy. And just rubbish for maths. You know, really, really bad. So I left that course. It's about a year. Well, coming up to a year. I remember I was in Mountjoy Square for the lectures. Now you think if you go back, they're all going to be young. Jesus, I'm over the hill compared to them. And, it's regrets, isn't it? Regrets is the order of the day. Things you wish you did, but you didn't do. And I have regrets. Just like everybody else, really. Things that slipped past you, and they're gone and you can't get them back. And you think, is it too late? Some say it's never too late. Some say, you know, if you want something, you've got to go out and get it. You know, but there's regrets. I've regrets in the working environment as well. When I had the opportunities to maybe progress, I didn't take them, and now it's too late. When I say it's too late because salaries aren't as high as they were back then. And now I just feel like I'm in a dead-end job, tell you the truth. I just regret that so much. But, you know, life throws balls at you, and it's how you react to this situation. So I'm going to see if this uploads. If not, I'll give it a whirl, maybe tomorrow morning. Okay, talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.